Hello, welcome to the Candid Cast. My name is Lucky Egede, your coach and host on this channel. We are starting a new series today, which we refer to as Connections and Networking. Before we go into the series, please, if you are a first timer on this channel, do click the give us a like and subscribe. Click the notification button so you will see our past episode, because a lot of teachings have gone on in the past before now, and you'll be notified when our next episodes are published. It's usually published every Monday at about 7 p.m. So this, in the next few weeks, we'll be looking at the gains of developing the right relationships. This is necessary because nothing in life is achieved in isolation. We'll focus on the energy that comes from and through connections. You cannot be alone and accomplish anything, and that's what we'll be trying to expatiate on in the next few weeks. In the wisdom of the Bible, we read two are better than one, because they have good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift his companion up. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. You will find this in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4 from 9 to 12. We also find that at creation, God found everything he created was very good. He examined from day one. He said his creation was good. He looked at the two. He said it was good. He looked at the three. He said it was good. And up to the sixth day, at the end of the 6 days of creation, God looked at everything he created. By the Bible account, he said it was very good. Only one thing he found was not good enough, that man should be alone. When we look at that, it is not good for man that he should be alone. Many times we just take it for wedding ceremonies and marriages and limit it to that. But beyond the wedding and the marriages, there is nothing man can accomplish all by himself. And that's what we'll be looking at in the next few weeks. We all have need one for another. And this understanding will help us to relate across tribes. The person that will help you may not be from your tribe, may not be from your religion, it may not be from your race. So there should be no reason for discrimination among people. In our daily living, for example, we look at what it takes to keep the life of an individual going. You sleep and wake up on a bed or a mat. If you produce your bed, going through all the processes of cultivating the tree from which the bed is made, or owning a steel mill from which the steel bed will come, and producing your bedspread, your pillows, your mattress, you may not sleep on a bed in one lifetime. Maybe some of the one implanted, if the story of reincarnation is possible, you reincarnate, you come to harvest those your trees to process it and establish what you will use to make your bed. If you grow all the foods you eat, you will starve to death. The process of producing your food has the manufacturer of tractors, fertilizers, herbicides, pesticides, insecticides, the researchers that bring all the improved varieties of seed, among others. All of them are in the process of getting food to your table. The caterer that will cook it, the transporter that will carry it from the farm, those who process and preserve food so that food that is produced in distant countries can get to you, they're all in the process of the food that you eat. Do we talk about the clothing on your body? that keeps you covered from nakedness, from shame, and from unfair weather. From the farmer that grows the cotton, to the industries that turn the cotton to clothes, and the tailors that make the clothes into something that is fitting for you to wear and feel comfortable. They are all in the process of making your clothing. This just sums up the life of a man. What are we talking about? The need for relationship. It cannot be overemphasized. Man was created to relate, for fellowship, both with God and with his fellow man. It is truly not good to be alone. Loneliness is one of the highest of the causes of depression. Connections and relationships are vital aspects of human life. It influences our emotional, mental, and physical well-being. If you don't relate, you cannot have a balanced life. Don't keep yourself in seclusion. Don't be secluded from society. You will find, as we go in this series, that you rise and fall on the strength of the relationships that you build. We look now at the gains of effective connections, effective relationship, effective interactions. I say effective because at this point, I want to qualify what connections, the connections I am talking about, that we want to relate with in this series. Every human that is normal has desires and aspirations and purposes to fulfill in life. A wrong relationship and a wrong connection can lead to teenage pregnancy. We have seen people drop out of school, dreams are aborted, they go into unwanted pregnancies and abortions, barrenness, and more. They come from wrong relationships. So it's not every relationship that we are talking about. We are talking about effective relationships, effective connections. Wrong relationships has also led people into drug addiction, armed robbery, and other vices that have ruined their destinies. This notwithstanding, effective relationship will help to fulfill our dreams and our aspirations. We cannot go too far without it, just all by ourselves. It is in this relationship, when you go into effective, you find, number one, social support. Social support comes from relationships, because I have mentioned earlier that loneliness is the biggest cause of depression. Effective relationship starting from the family. You must learn how to relate in your family as the smallest unit of society. If you cannot relate well at home, it will be almost impossible for you to relate in society. In that relationship, you find emotional support. Sometimes you feel overwhelmed, you feel something, it's like the whole world is collapsing on you. But in relationships, you will find people that you will share your burden with. And the burden just becomes light. It will look like, oh, it's what I was thinking about. It's really not what it is. The problem that I am facing is not new to me. Like it said that there is no trouble that you are passing through that is more than what is common to men. So this emotional support from the family helps us to cope with stress, with anxiety, and difficult situations. A problem shared is half solved. Every problem is big until it is shared. Shared not in the sense that somebody will pick your responsibilities from you, but the fact that you have somebody to discuss your problem with, and you get support by way of opinion, counseling, sharing of experiences, you find answers to things that you thought were insurmountable problems. Getting people to talk to about your challenges will help to make the burden light, and the daunting challenge will be eased. Number two, it is in the right connection that you find a sense of belonging. Effective relationships and connections have the effect of giving us a sense of belonging. This is essential for our mental and emotional well-being. Many of us will recall as children, when you bring a toy to play with your friends, the sense of pleasure that comes from it and the dejection that follows when all your friends will gang up together and say to you, keep your toy, keep it to yourself, we won't play with you again. You still have your beautiful toys, but the joy of it is gone because you are facing rejection. Human beings generally, we don't like to face rejection, and it is not the best thing for anybody. So to belong is a natural instinct in man. We can't pretend about it. Everybody wants to be accepted. We want to feel belonging. And that's the reason we do so many of the things that we do. The clothes that we wear, you don't wear clothes just to cover your nakedness. You want to wear clothes that will make you accepted. You want to wear something people will tell you, yes, this your cloth is nice. And you'll be happy for it. We will always desire to be accepted. It is natural with every man. Number three, it is in effective relationship that you find personal growth. You develop personal growth. You have the benefit of learning and self-improvement. All these are fostered in effective relationship. I recall how we challenge each other as young persons, trying to gain admission to the universities. The heady competition to buy household items into our homes after graduation when we started working as young people that were just starting out on our career path. I recall when I bought my refrigerator, I informed my friends, and the good friends saving up to buy the same for their own houses. Each milestone is celebrated with great joy. All these are found in we encouraged each other. By the time they were saving up to buy a refrigerator, I was already saving up to buy my blender. And I can't forget the funfair that followed it. I bought my blender. I informed them, oh, this one, you have just bought your refrigerator. There is celebration. Those are things that you get in relationship. If there is nobody to share with, you find your joy that you keep to yourself will not be joy anymore. It is in effective relationship that you find those satisfaction, those encouragement, people to celebrate with you. When it's your birthday, people come around and say happy birthday. It's not the same when you are alone telling yourself happy birthday and you go back to bed. No. Number four. The Bible talks of, in the earlier reference I made to Ecclesiastes, say they have good reward for their labor. When people associate together, they have good reward for their labor. You cannot work alone. You are the producer, you are the buyer, you are the seller, you hire yourself, you pay yourself. No. I grew up in the farm, and I recall my father teaming up with his friends. They all worked in Mr. A's farm in one day and schedule a day to work in Mr. B's farm. The productivity is usually very encouraging, and we look forward to the next visit to our farm. It's often boring and tiring to be alone in your farm. The same goes for my life as a student who went to library in group, returned to the hostel in group to discuss what we have learned as students. So each individual will contribute his own perspective, his own understanding of what he got from the study. By this, we all benefit. The best performing students are not those who keep all their learning to themselves, because you are sincere about it, but you are holding a wrong answer. And you sincerely believe that answer is right until you fail in the examination. So sharing helps to throw more light on your understanding. Good students don't hide their knowledge. They share with other students. They organize tutorials. You find them teaching and coaching other students. From this, they brush up their knowledge. They're able to see their pitfalls and to develop further growth from it. So when we are looking for jobs, we read and shared adverts, encouraging each other to try putting in an application. There is no stage in life where effective relationship does not pay dividends. My first purchase of land was through a friend who was an estate surveyor. Someone bought property through his farm, and after the value of the property has doubled over time, he came to the estate surveyor that he had no time to wait to sell at commercial value. He needed to travel out of Nigeria and wanted to be refunded exactly the amount he bought it. The surveyor could not raise the full money. I was invited. We put together 6,000 naira to buy the land, and in 1 month we sold the property for 13,000 naira, making over 100% growth in a month. I did not visit the property or know the location. I trusted my friend, and he was quite reliable. We have known over time, from childhood, who we were, and he was a dependable friend. Good relationships are built by good people. If you be in a good connection, you have to be good yourself, and you have to filter your network to be sure there is no room for dream killers and energy drainers. Birds of the same feather will certainly flock together. You must attract people who have genuine dreams, because only those who know where they are going can guide and support you in the attainment of your goal. If you associate with people who are going nowhere, they will derail you, and you find that you lose your focus, you lose your dream. You must not be bounded by age or religion or social status in building your connections. There is a lot to learn from the wisdom of the elders. I recall when I started work at the age of 27, I had the opportunity to relate with a lot of people who were so much older than me in their 50s and 60s. The lessons from how they built their lives, what brought them to the status where they were, has helped me so much that I can't remember losing anything from such relationships. They have made their marks in the world, and I had to ride on their back. So if you don't know how to draw close, go to a wise elder, an elder that you admire in your community, and offer to help. It may be with cleaning of his compound or washing of his clothes. Some young people may find this demeaning. If you do, I can tell you that pride goes before a fall, and a haughty spirit before destruction. Humility precedes honor is a time-tested and Bible-espoused maxim. Don't be proud. If you humble yourself, you go to the elders, you have so much to learn. And these lessons, you can't buy them with money. Experience is not for sale. You get it through relationships. It is on this note that we'll draw the curtain on our introductory episode to this series. Stay tuned for details in the coming week. And as I say, see you again next week. God bless you.